Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We do bring in Jason Mackey right now on the aforementioned fan hotline. Hi, Jason. How are you?
I am doing great. Colony eating ice cream with the New Hampshire football coach? How am I supposed to follow this?
It happened over the summer when he went up to UNH and he was kicking around and he just called them. He's old classmates of them. They're big buddies. And so they went out and had ice cream and he tweeted it out. Yeah.
That's beautiful. And only
now,
Colony.
Now, yes. UNH is coming here to play Pitt. So that's a big thing. They just announced that today for a couple years down the road. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure Colony's taking all of that in stride.
Yeah, he is. All right, now that's the future. Let's talk about the not-so-distant future, like this weekend, Friday or Saturday. Is Matt Murray going to play? Is Matt Murray ready to play? Is Matt Murray going to make a difference? Tell me about it.
Well, I can tell you yes on two of the first three of those. He certainly will play. I wouldn't be surprised if they get him back in there right away, play him Friday night, although I could also see the reasoning for waiting to play him against L.A., just given how bad the Kings have been. But he's going to play this weekend. I can guarantee you that. He is ready to play. They need him to play. Is he going to be the same Matt Murray that he was before? I personally think he will be. I think this stretch has been good for him. Even from the very early stages of seeing him work out, he's looked just a little bit different to me. It's kind of hard to describe what that is. Maybe confidence, comfortability. I do think he had some stuff going on, and I understand the fan sentiment or what Penguins fans are thinking right now. They kind of don't want to hear it on Matt Murray, and I get it, but don't give up on this kid. There's a lot of pedigree there. I think he can come back and play the way we've seen him play.
Is it as simple for this team, Jason, as Matt Murray coming back and playing to his potential, or is there still something that needs to be found? Last night there was a certain listlessness aside from Brian Rust, and it still feels like this team, even though they look like they're getting their feet underneath them, there's still a little bit of a stumble against the team who's lost eight in a row.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, I can't understand, explain what the heck happened last night. Obviously, you aren't as good as you thought you were. I think that's the starting point. But, you know, not to stray from the original question with, you know, is Matt Murray it or is there more to it? There's absolutely more to it. I do think that if this team has a prayer of doing anything postseason-wise, they're going to need Matt Murray to be the guy he was in, 15, 16, 16, 17, all that. But is that the only thing they need? Absolutely not. I mean, they need Evgeny Malkin to look like Evgeny Malkin. And right now he's looked like, who was the Sergei Plotnikov at this point. I mean, he's minus four and doing some unbelievably lazy, questionable, silly stuff. And this has been going on for a while. And usually with Malkin, like, you can take the bad with the good and just kind of explain it away. If he winds up with two goals and 4 points, you can deal with the third period retaliatory offensive zone penalty. But when you're not producing, not playing defense, not engaging, like, I don't know if he's nursing an injury. We see so little of him, it's hard for me to say it. But it looks like he is afraid to go to certain areas, a little bit, just hesitant all around. They need to figure out what's going on with him. But, not only that, we talk about the bottom six ad nauseum. I wouldn't sit here and berate the defensemen too much. I think largely they've been better. But there are certainly issues with this club right now beyond the goaltender.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. You know what? We're talking to Jason Mackey, our Penguins insider from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I know you just talked about Malkin, and that those are all incredible points. I do want to circle it back, though, to Murray for just 1 second. Internally, and I know you talk to people that other people don't get or aren't privy to talk to, is there maybe a fear he may never get it back?
No, there isn't. If anything, Colin, it's the other way. It's almost a blind expectation that it will come back. And I don't think the Penguins should be in a position where they're ready to, turn the page for Matt Murray. But believe me when I tell you that that is not the beginning of a thought in anybody's mind. The furthest Jim Rutherford will go with this stuff is that he knows he needs to sort of evaluate what Murray's doing. He needs to look at what Casey DeSmith and Tristan Jarry are all doing. But, you know, Murray's contract runs to the end of next season. Obviously, because of injuries and everything else, they wouldn't be negotiating anything early. You know, they're not even close to negotiating something now, because I don't think the Penguins would want to do it, and Murray has no leverage. But as far as, you know, like a skepticism whether he can get this back, that doesn't exist at all. They think that he's going to be fine, he's going to go in, he's going to play great, and this is just going to be, you know, he's going to be the Matt Murray of old.
Jason, you wrote about this the other day in your 20 Thoughts column, but is Derek Brassard ever going to be the third-line center that people expected he would be when he was brought over, or is his end game as a Pittsburgh Penguin, if he's going to stay here and be successful, as Sid's wing?
I think the best way they can recoup value on that, Chris, is with Sid's wing. And, you know, the third line center thing, I don't know why there's such a sticking point with Derek Brassard playing on the third line and not playing top 6 minutes and all this junk. I don't understand it. But to me, we've seen enough of this that pretty soon, you know, it's just reality, right? Like, the sample size is not small. Every time you talk to the guy, and this happened for me again at Nassau, he talks about a fit, and guys have specific roles, and you have to come into this, and it affects your play on the ice. And, like, sooner or later, you make it doesn't matter if there's a fit. You burst your way into, you know, finding one of those roles and carving out a role for yourself. So, I mean, in my opinion, if Derek Brassard is going to thrive on the third line, it's going to have to be with somebody with an offensive pedigree, a finisher. They've tried him with Phil Kessel. It hasn't worked whatsoever. I don't think that's a reasonable option. I don't think they should trade Derek Brassard. I like Derek Brassard, but to me, he's a much more valuable left wing than he is third line center. You have to hope you get enough from Riley Sheahan. And again, I wouldn't be against it. I just wouldn't go seeking a Derek Brassard trade. If somebody wants to give me something good for him, I absolutely think about it. It's just, you know, to me, his future or his viability here is on the wing.
What are the Penguins going to do on the blue line when Schultz is healthy?
They're probably going to trade somebody. Who that is, I think that sort of remains to be seen. That's one of the things Rutherford's looking at, along with the Brassard / third line center situation. But there's not enough minutes for everybody, and they're going to probably lose. You know, Chad Ruedel wouldn't bring back a ton, but that's somebody maybe they could move. You know, if they would get a taker for Olimata, somebody who might value him, that's somebody they could move. I could tell you this, they don't want to trade Marcus Pedersen, nor do I think they will. They like him a lot. I don't think you can reasonably unload the Jack Johnson contract. You probably don't want to get rid of Juuso Riikola just because there's so much sort of unknown there. But I do think at some point they'll move somebody out when Schultz comes in. There's just not enough minutes to go around. Unless, of course, we are talking about the Penguins, and we know that they like to get hurt a lot on the blue line. If they have three guys go out with injury between now and then they won't have to do anything. But if everybody's healthy, look for a trade.
It's fashionable to hammer Jack Johnson, but for my money, maybe expectations were a bit too high. I honestly do think, though, he's been a very good penalty killer.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Colin. And, you know, I think the 5 years on the contract are ugly, and I think that's why people take that and, you know, just continually throw it out. Like, 3.25 right now for a third-pairing defenseman who's reliable, who kills penalties, who's been in the league a while, like, that's what they cost. You don't just go out and buy a reliable third-pair defender for, you know, $20. I think that's what people think the Penguins should get. But you go 5 years on the guy, and, again, I know the reasons they went 5 years on the guy, and it doesn't have anything to do that they think that they're going to, you know, get 5 years of good hockey. It's just Jack Johnson needed a certain amount of money. They wanted the player. Rutherford said, I've got out from under bad deals in the past, and I feel like I can do it again if I have to. And, you know, 3.25 over 2 years, nobody's screaming about this, but it's 3.25 over five, and people are freaking out. And the other bad thing, Colin, that's happened, and, you know, defensively as a team early on, they stunk. And then they start playing Jack Johnson on the top pair, and he racks up a whole bunch of minuses. Lately, him and Marcus Pedersen have been absolutely fine on the third pair, and that's exactly what Jack Johnson is.
Penguins insider Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette with us here on the Fan Morning Show. What is the practical or functional impediment created for Mike Sullivan and his staff of not having a full practice for 16 days?
You know what? Part of that is self-inflicted, though. I keep hearing Sullivan say this stuff, and like I get it somewhat because the December schedule of games is difficult. But like on Tuesday, for instance, they're going to have a quote unquote travel day to go to D.C. for a 30-minute flight. They're committing an entire day to travel, and on Sunday they will have been off. Like you can practice on Tuesday and fly. I mean, it's not. It wouldn't be the first time they ever practiced and took a 30-minute flight to a city.
They flew and played a game last year.
Yeah.
Right. I know. And I mean, yes, I understand there's a lot of games in a short period of time, and there's a cumulative effect. I'm not dismissing that, but, like, you could practice on Tuesday if you wanted to. But anyway, the effect that that has, you see stuff last night, you know, lazy habits. You want to sort of correct them immediately, right? And it would be great for them to be able to be in Cranberry today and work on some stuff. And, you know, I think practice time and how much quote-unquote better you can get as a professional athlete, I think it's a little bit overblown. It's a little bit of a convenient storyline. But, it would help a little bit to get on there, and it's just not a stretch where they can do much right now.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Final question for you, hot topic of the week. Do you believe Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger about the X-ray machine?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
Point
you know what
blank,
I think, guys?
No.
Not that anybody cares about my football take, and I think you've been saying this, Colin, and I agree with you, that, I mean, they're trying to get by, and they thought that they could win this game, and they got burned. And I don't know why they can't just say that. Is that we thought we could get by with Josh Dobbs. We thought Oakland wasn't that good, and we could skirt out of there with the win, and they didn't, and it, you know, they wound up getting egg on their face. Just own it.
I love it. All right, great stuff from you. Be sure to still be listening after we hang up on you, because Colony wants to do one of those Jim Colony's hottest jams coming up in a few minutes. So.
I cannot wait to hear
what he has cooked up there.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you. Yep, Jason Mackey, the best. What a great, great guy. Super, super great. Jim does. Jim said to me this morning, he goes, I'm itching to do this. I got to get back into my flow.
He's feeling it.
He was. He's feeling himself a little more on the show again.
I don't know.
He's now that we're in the swing of things,
yeah,
you know.
He's feeling himself.
He's feeling himself. He's going to feel himself coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.